Today, we expect to get up into the upper 80s. Lots of sunshine. Should be very pleasant. We'll detail the forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. All right, so typically in the summertime, we pick a different community to highlight every week. Typically go out on Fridays and do a remote broadcast there. This year, we're not getting out of the studio very much, so we decided to keep it in and virtual, so to speak, like so many other things have been, and come up with a list of communities to highlight on a weekly basis. And this week is KPAC's week to shine. We don't cover KPAC probably nearly as much as we should. We probably don't talk about the western part of St. Clair County as much as we should. Joining us right now to shed a little light on what's going on in and around the KPAC area is the county commissioner from District 1, which includes KPAC, Greg McConnell. Greg, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How is everything over on the west side of St. Clair County?
Well, we're in the midst of summer. We're enjoying the weather and just dealing with the pandemic for whatever to offer.
And I want to talk a little bit about that. Obviously, you know, from the county level, we've talked about what the county's response has been, and I think it's been pretty good. What about locally, though, in communities like KPAC?
Well, you know, I talked to a couple of councilmen that are there on their board, and it's like everywhere. They're just, you're doing business today. You're taking care of things that are on the plate. There's not a lot of new issues that are taking mm-hmm. place because you don't have new developers coming in looking at, you know, building homes or subdivisions or doing anything. So it's just kind of a reaction instead of a proaction, I guess. There's not a lot that you can do. The meetings on Zoom, albeit they accomplish the tasks at hand where you can pay bills and take care of the monetary issues, you don't get that in-person, in-depth experience that you can get in a public meeting. So it's hard, and that's what they've been doing is Zoom meetings. And even if you have a public meeting, you're only allowed to have, I think now, 10 people in a room, and by the time you have an attorney and, you know, 7 council people, it doesn't leave a lot. If, you know, you have a DPW representative or something there, it doesn't leave any room for people to come in and talk about what's going on. So it's tough right now. Nobody's out looking at doing something new and inventive. They're just trying to get through this.
Yeah, I guess that's about what we're all doing, is just trying to hang in there as best we can. Leading up to this situation, though, I mean, things were pretty robust throughout St. Clair County, including in KPAC, right?
Yeah, things were going along well. I think everything, you know, the city had a couple plans that were going. They had some new, you know, million-dollar project for a sewer line that was going to be going in, and all that just got put on hold. And still hoping. I don't know that it'll get started yet. This was supposed to start in the spring, and it just never came to fruition because of all the issues going on. So. Hopefully, you know, if somebody still wants to get it going in the fall, or it's just different. Businesses that are doing good are probably doing very good. You know, you look at the hardware stores and the grocery stores, and you know, they're doing a great business. But the other businesses, you know, the restaurants, when they can open up, they're still working at partial capacities, and at best, if they're paying bills, they're probably fortunate. So. The fast food restaurants that have the systems in place in grew that way, you know, the fast food McDonald's and the ones that have the drive-thrus have maintained a pretty steady business. But, you know, it's hard in the small towns. I look at Yale and KPAC, and it's tough. It's just a tough business for everybody out there right now.
Well, it is, and we want to keep things going the right direction, not the wrong direction. The more we can reduce the spread of coronavirus, the more likely it is that things will get back to some sense of normalcy, right?
Well, right, and the sooner the better. But we don't have a lot of choice in that matter.
That's
you know,
right.
we thought things were under control, and everything was going to be moving along in the right direction, and then all of a sudden you have an uptick, and So hopefully it can slow down and we can just keep things from going backwards.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to talk a little bit more about KPAC, Greg, and what makes it special. I mean, you choose to live there. You represent the people of that community. You do business there. What is it about KPAC for maybe somebody that isn't really familiar with that community? What would you like people to know about it?
Well, I mean, KPAC's about the people. It's the small town. It's the neighbor knows neighbor, and you just, you know, we have good schools and. There's not a lot of industry. The Keyan factory that's south of town by the expressway that employs quite a few people, they made an announcement that they're going to run through 2021 and then that they were going to be shuttering. But I think there's people looking at it for other items. And we're close enough. You know, we still have a lot of transient people that are driving back and forth to the jobs, but they like coming out into the country. They like having some space. And I think when we go through this type of a pandemic where people are trapped in their houses, and I think people enjoy the country life and they enjoy having a yard big enough where they can have gardens and where they can still talk to their neighbors. And so I mean, that's what we have to offer, right? I mean, you don't have mm-hmm. shopping. We're fortunate to have a nice grocery store, and we have a great hardware store, and you know, we have a pharmacy again in town, and so it's just country living. So I think people, that's why they're there. They're choosing it probably because of their neighbors more than anything.
And I think we're in this interesting time now, Greg, where, you know, as people are working remotely so much and finding out that maybe they don't need an office, they can live where they want to live. And for a lot of people, it is that small town country living that really appeals to them.
It is. And our biggest, you know, through every time adversity hits, I think we learn more and more about how we can change things for better. I look at a lot of our meetings that we have with our Zoom meetings and WebEx meetings that I've been involved in. A lot of our meetings can continue to do those, you know, instead of a 45-minute drive to go show up for a 15-minute meeting.
Yeah.
You know, I think you're going to see those things. And hopefully we could do something more with our internet service, because that's the biggest downfall when you get out into the rural areas. There's just some areas that you cannot get good service. So, you know, everybody's advertising that they can do it through their dish network and through whatever capacity, but hopefully we can do something where we can have it available to all residents, where they're going to be able to get some type of a quality internet service.
Boy, that
because
is so
it
important.
Is important now for
yeah,
working at
no,
home.
No doubt. Absolutely. Well, Greg, we want to, tip our cap to everybody in KPAC. We sure appreciate you joining us this morning, and continue to stay safe and be well.
All right. You too. Thank you.
All right. You bet. Take care. Bye-bye. Degrees.